Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today I am here with a guest, someone that I followed for a very long time, like before she even got like a big Instagram account. Like, I feel like I followed you for years and years and years. She's actually from Sweden, so I feel like our accents are just gonna trigger each other. We're gonna have like a really strong Swedish accent.
Yeah.
And probably speak a bit of Swedish every now and then. So apologize in advance. But she is an online PT, a health and running coach. She is the co-founder of Frankation. She's a podcast host as well. She's an author. She came second in Sweden's Survivor. And she's also an ambassador for Kia and Salomon. Welcome, Joanna Svika.
Thank you. It's always like that weird that when someone presents you and they're like, oh, I'm all that kind of things. Oh, okay. And I'm that. And I'm that. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Go, I know.
Go girl.
Yeah. Literally. And normally I don't write down like what my guests have done and stuff. Because normally it's like, she's a health coach, yeah, or he's a PT, or she's a breathwork practitioner or whatever. But you have so many, yeah, things. I even had to send last night to you, like, did I miss something here? Because, yeah, I feel like you've just done a gazillion different things.
Yeah, and that is the part of my brand as well, that I'm like, I'm all into health, but I'm also doing all other things, like with the travel, with Frankation. So it's just like adding on. And But everything has like this... It goes back, so yeah, they go into each other, you can say.
Yeah, they're definitely all connected.
Yeah.
But for the people who don't know you, like obviously I've followed you since, like I don't even know why, how I found you, but I followed you since I lived in Norway. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I know, because I remember I was seeing your posts, and I think you were into running or something then, and that was kind of what I was into when I lived there, so I was, like, following you, and because I remember specifically, like, reading one of your posts when I was in my apartment in Norway, like, 10 fucking years ago. It was insane.
I was 25.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
We're so old now.
Getting old, Ellen. We're getting old.
I know. But can you tell us, like, obviously, the reason why I wanted to have you on is because I feel like your journey from having like a stable corporate job to doing, you know, the influencing and the online coaching and being an author and like doing all these amazing cool things, like I think that's such a cool journey, and a lot of people probably would love to take that step.
Yeah.
But how did that all start for you? Because obviously you don't just start on Instagram and boom, you have 60,000 followers.
Well, I started as like everyone else, like I used Instagram as like this picture diary, and oh, yes, yeah, you know what you put out for pictures when it started, like you have to like erase that memories because you put on everything. So it was like my fitness diary, because I was all into fitness, and I started to run, but I was all into fitness. I was into CrossFit, and you know the whole era with like, no pain, no gain. You know, yes, that fitness era, strikes. Like,
yeah.
That was like really, really like evolving like 10 years ago. So yeah, I was in all that, and I was just like, oh, there's more people that want to follow me. And there are like people in my, with my curiosity about health. So I was just like, okay, well, I will share my journey, and it's going to be like my friends on the internet. And then it started to grow, and I got a sponsorship from Reebok as their first non-athlete ambassador.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they had it. They're all like this impressive pro athletes. And then there was me. Yeah. You're impressive too.
Thank you.
But I was just like, hello. Yeah. Like, I was at the happy camper. I was like, oh, let's do some squats. And they're like, okay.
All the Olympians.
And then I had this corporate job and it was a good job. I had a good title. I had a good salary. And it was like, had everything worked out, I think. Mm. But I noticed that I wanted to do more for myself and I wanted to do more of the creative. And I always been good at writing and I have been writing like columns and done like some journalistic projects and how do you say, like uppdrag? Skrivuppdrag.
Like assignments, maybe?
Yeah, assignments for different newspapers. So I always been into writing, and now that has been my tool for expressing myself. But I just noticed that, like, okay, I have an eye for the creativity in video and in like pictures and photography. So I started to do more of that and quickly realized that, okay, this is something that people want to see more of, and this is something that helps other people and give them joy, but also give them courage to do more of them, what they want to do, like on the gym or when they're running. So about like 7 years ago, I took the decision to ta tjänstledigt. How do you say it?
Long service leave?
Yeah. So you are off work and you don't get paid, but you are you have the guarantee of coming back on the same position. So you're just like you're just having a vacation but with no salary for a half a year or a year. So, and in Sweden, we're really lucky because we can do that thing and we can do it to try to start our own business or to do military service or to go abroad and study. So we have this, it's legal that every person can do it for 6 months or 12 months. So I went to my boss and said, I want to have like this free time to see what I can do with my own business. And he just laughed and told me like, I give you 3 months and you're going to come back and you're going to say you're going to quit your job. And I said, no, I just want to have like this time off and just see what I can do. And he's just like, no, you're gonna quit.
He knew you.
Yeah. And he also was like, and I'm not gonna stop you because I think you should. I think you should quit.
What an amazing
boss.
Yeah,
we talked yesterday. Like, we're good friends and having lunch every second or every third month. And like, so he's really good. And yeah, 2.5 months later, I went into his office and said, I want to quit. And I realized, like, if I want to do social media, like, full on and try, like, give it a proper chance, I need to invest 100%. Mm. I can't be, like, 50% here and 50% on my other corporate job. And I can't have, like, my mind on two different places. So I need to risk something to gain something. Mm. And I have the savings so I could be without
income
for approximately 6 months. So I had this like security but I realized like when I gave it my 100%, I got 100% back. So yeah, so I quit and I had started my company about 1 year before, so I had it like on the side, and then yeah, I started with that.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's so cool that like there's so many people who write to me and they ask like, how did you start and how did you you know, like, how did you just let go of the safety and just throw yourself out there? And honestly, it is scary to have your own business. Like, you never know how much money is going to come into your account. You never know if a client's payment's going to bounce or if someone's going to just be like, do you know what? I actually don't want to work with you anymore. Yeah. Or how many people are going to sign up that week or that month. It is scary as hell. But it's also so rewarding, and like the benefits definitely outweigh all the stress that comes with it. But I mean, it's definitely not for everyone. Like, I was talking to my mom when I was home in Sweden for Christmas, and I was like trying to get her to work online because she definitely could. But she just said like, no, like it's just not for me. Like, I don't have the drive to sit down on a Sunday or like a Monday or whatever and do the work. Like, I need someone to tell me. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, not everyone is like that.
Not everyone can have their own businesses. Otherwise, the world wouldn't go around.
Like,
we have all different, chores in life. Mm. We have all different paths in life.
Mm.
But that is interesting, because I had a one-on-one call with an older man yesterday. He's 50, and he's bought like a couple hours for mental coaching and like mentoring for him, because he wants to start his own business in health.
Cool.
And that's so cool. And also, it's really cool that a man in his 50s are reaching out to a young woman to have some, mentoring. And he asked me, like, aren't you ever afraid? Like, even now when your business is going well and you have this, you've been working for quite a while with it. And I'm like last week I lost a big customer because due to like, we are like, the world is in war. We have inflation. It's not secure right now. The economy is really whacking around.
Mm.
And this big corporate customer, I lost them because for 4 years now I've been doing the running schedules to their employments, and they stopped that for like, they had to freeze every like, vad ska man säga? All friskvård som är utanför. Addering.
Or like the health and wellness stuff.
Yeah, they like the little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had to freeze that for like about 6 months. And they were like, we're really sad. And I was like, hey, I understand. We are like, this is the situation right now with the economy. But for me, as I'm alone in my company. I have Amelia that works with me 30%. But otherwise, I'm alone in company. So for me, it's when a big corporate company have to say no, it affects.
Mm.
And of course, I'm going to be worried. And of course, I'm going to be a little bit stressed about it. But for me, as a person, that stress is positive stress, because it makes me creative. It makes me... it turns a fire in me, and I'm like, okay, so what can I do? How can I find new income?
Mm.
And how can I just, how can I, tippa igen hålet där? Alltså den här
inkomsttappet.
Like repair the leakage for that income that's been lost.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. And we had this conversation the other day too, that you kind of just, well, everyone's brains kind of are wired to always want to solve problems.
Yeah.
But as an entrepreneur, like, that literally has to be like one of your best skills.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, like I said, like if someone leaves, or if a client can't pay, or the program that you created doesn't work, or whatever it is, you need to straight away go into like problem solving mode. And like, okay, how can I fix this? What can I make it? How can I make it better? How can I replace that big customer that I just lost?
Yeah.
And I think that as like an online coach, you have to kind of really learn to not take things personally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I definitely did that. And I still sometimes do. I'm like, oh my God, like, why did I leave? And like, you know, you start thinking it's about you, but it is actually about them. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person, a bad coach or anything like that. It just means that you were not the right fit for that person.
Yeah, 100%. And also, like, when I'm with my other customers, with, like, the private customers, sometimes I need to say to them, like, hey, you've been with me a year now. It's time to let go. It's time for you to be on your own and to just use all of that, like, knowledge and all of that that you gain here to, like practically practice it and, like, be to build up the, to be secure about, like, you are managing and you are able to be on your own. And that is also, like, people saying to me, like, you can't let the clients go. You can't say to them, like, bye, like, kicking them out. Like, you're a big girl now, like, let's go. And I'm like, it's better to do it this way and instead of just seeing them as a bank.
Yeah,
they can't gonna come back when they have a new goal. They're gonna come back.
Exactly. And also, they will refer other people.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to this podcast about Hinge, the dating app, the other day, and it was one of the girls. I think she was, like, she was head of communication, or I can't remember exactly what she did. But anyway, she worked for Hinge. And she said that the reason why Hinge is so good isn't, like, she's like, when I first started working there, I was like, surely you have some kind of, like, alternative motive here. Like, you don't actually want people to match, because then people are going to come off the app and then they're going to leave and then you're not going to make any money. And she's like, the CEO was like, no, like, the best kind of marketing we can get is people matching, getting into a relationship, getting married, and telling their friends about us.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same thing that goes with coaching.
Yeah.
It's like, if you get a client, amazing results, they're going to tell all of their friends and they're going to tell their friends and then they're going to come to you.
Yeah.
So, like, don't be afraid of letting people go. I think so many coaches, and fuck, like, especially when you are in that scarcity mindset of, oh my God, like, well, what if I leave this person, then no one else is going to come back? And, like, like, you really are just doing yourself a disservice, and you're going to attract more of that scarcity, because then other people are probably going to leave because they're going to feel that energy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you always, like, you know, when, even in, like, dating, like, you can say, like, you feel when the person is desperate.
Oh, God, yeah. And that's, like, the most, like, unattractive quality.
Yeah, and that is the same in business. Like, you're gonna feel and you're gonna see if the person is desperate. And that is, like, you don't want to be with someone, you don't want to work with someone that is desperate.
No.
Because then the focus is on the whole, like, the wrong things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's like, it's a bumpy road to be an entrepreneur and to be alone in a company, and, like, you're on your own. It's up to me to pay the rent. It's up to me to make it work. It's up to me to find new customers, to have time to work also. Because, like, it's my main goal to work, and you have to have, like, your days go out, like, to work, but also in my business, I have to do all the other stuff. I have to do all the content creating. I have to do the events. I have to do all other stuff to be able to work. And I have to work to be able to do all other stuff. So it's like,
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. I was saying this to one of my friends yesterday that I think coaching is, like, one of the smallest part of my business.
Yeah.
Like, it takes so much more effort to create content and carousels and film reels and come up with good, like, stuff to put on the reels. Or if you want to do a voiceover, or if you want to, like, come in and do something like this, this is an hour of our time, and then I'm going to edit this, and that's going to take another 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, this is what takes time. Like, the client coaching, that is, doesn't really take that much time. But, yeah, that's something that you definitely also need to consider when you go into this business, because I thought that it was just about, oh yeah, I'm just going to put up a photo and people are going to come to me and it's going to be super easy to get clients. And to be honest, it kind of was like that at the start. Like, when I started, well, like, 6 years ago, there wasn't really that many coaches online. Now the industry is a lot more saturated. But that's where I think that, you know, if you're a coach and you just want to coach, go work for someone.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's what you, like, truly want to do.
Yeah.
But we had a really, like, one thing that I really like about you is that you're very upfront with your opinions. You're not afraid of, you know, say how it is. And I think that's really, really cool. And, you know, with inflation and everything that's happening right now, like we talked about this the other day, and I genuinely don't believe that, like, okay, of course, there's going to be people who truly, truly can't afford coaching, like who live on the streets or who can't afford to pay their rent and just live paycheck to paycheck. Like there are those people for sure. But if you can afford to go out for a meal every week, you can afford to coach, to get coaching. And it's just that you just don't see the value in it. And that's okay. But admit that then. Admit that you don't see the value in coaching and that you'd rather spend that money on going out for food or drinks or something. That's okay. But I hate when people say, oh, sorry, I can't afford it. But then they go out and spend all this money on other stuff instead.
Then, then you don't want to prioritize your health and you don't want to put the money in you. You don't want to prioritize yourself. And that is okay, but be honest with yourself about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you don't want to put the money on you and you don't want to invest in yourself. It's okay, but be honest about it.
Exactly. Because when you're just saying things like, oh no, I can't afford it, or it's not the right time, or like I have no money, it's like, that's not true. Like anyone can put aside a few dollars a day or whatever it is to be able to afford a payment. Yeah. It's just a matter of how, like, do you actually want to change?
Yeah.
Do you actually think that there's value in this PT or mental health coach or running or whatever it is that you want to, like, that you're looking at?
But still, like, there's so many people that writing to me every day and there's many people, like, they're coming back and, like, every week they're writing some question. And I'm like, okay, clearly we see that you want my knowledge. You asking me question, you want to have some help from me, but you don't want to invest because you don't have the funds and you don't have the time. So why should I make the time to give you free advice?
Yeah.
Because you can't say like, now I don't think it's for me, but still asking me questions. You can't say like, well, now it's not the time, but you still have time every week to ask me questions. You can't say like, no, I can't afford it, but you still, like, you are on the internet, you are on, you're eating out, you are doing this, you're doing that trip. So why should I make the time to help you? Because I can't afford to help someone that don't want to invest in me and theirself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I've had so many people message me lately saying like, oh, I wish that, you know, therapy or coaching will be so much cheaper than it is. I'm like, yeah, I wish I could do this for free, but I also have to live.
Yeah.
And if you are charging minimal payments for your clients, then you're going to work yourself to the ground and you're not going to be the best coach that you can be.
No.
Like, the reason why we're not the cheapest coaches out there is because we only take on a certain amount of people and we put everything we have into those people. But for us to be able to do that, we need to charge these prices so that we can also recharge and that we can look after our own mental health.
Yeah, and also, like, I paid for my education.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I paid with my own money to my education. I also put on a lot of hours in different educations. And I also, like, every day I read about 2-3 hours, like, studies and new books about health industry. And I, like, try to educate myself even more. So this is not, like, a cute little hobby that I have. I wish. But
I always say that I would love to be able to do this for free one day, but unfortunately, maybe if I get a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Well, we're in Bali. Yes. So
let's go to Seminyak, go to one of the clubs.
It could work.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll see. One day maybe.
Like Feet Finder.
Yeah.
That is big, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like a feet, like an OnlyFans for feet.
Yeah,
you love it.
Yeah. And especially if you have ugly feet. Look at my toe.
Running
toe. Yeah.
I actually broke my nail on my toe yesterday as well. Yeah. Now it's perfect then.
Yeah, it's Feet Finder. Yep.
You guys, you can find me on there.
This is like, this is my new thing. I'm going to be a millionaire on my ugly feet.
I heard some girls in the sauna yesterday after you had left that they were talking about selling their underwear online or something like that.
Like, imagine like if I could, I got this request from a guy last year. No, yeah, it was last year when I ran Paris Marathon. And he DM'd me and he was like upfront. He's like, I saw you just ran the marathon. I want to buy your underwear that you ran. Yeah. And I think it was like 10,000.
Oh my God. That's so disgusting.
Yeah. So what is it? Like $1,000. Yeah. 10,000 Swedish. Yeah,
ew.
And I was like, thinking about it, and I'm like,
people are, I'm sorry if you listen to this,
I could see myself like open an envelope and just taking my nasty underwear and just dropping in the envelope and put on some red lipstick and kiss the envelope with my red lips. 10,000 Swedish kronor. Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh my God. Well, you should have done it.
Yeah.
Could have funded your Bali holiday almost.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. I'm sure you'll get other suggestions.
Hopefully. Yeah, DM me for my underwear.
Reach out to him again. Well, you've been in Bali now for like 6 weeks.
Imagine my laundry right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, nasty.
Oh God. Sometimes when I drop my laundry off here, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, I have tipped them. I have tipped them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they must be used to it by now. Unfortunately, everyone sweats so much here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, and I've said this to you a few times before, that when you look at your Instagram, because you do have a lot of like opinions about things and you're not afraid to speak how you feel, you do also get a lot of like negative comments.
Yeah.
And especially coming from somewhere, we're obviously both from Sweden, and in Sweden it's very much like, don't stick out, be exactly like everyone else,
be beige,
be just enough. Like, we even have a specific word for being like just enough, like not too much, lagom, not too little. Yeah, lagom. There, and that's like, I don't think it exists in any other language. It's just like, this is just how it, like, you just be like that.
Yeah.
And you're definitely not just like that. No. You're like all over the place. But like, how, because this is a thing, a fear that a lot of my clients have, like, oh, I want to post more, or I want to say that, or I want to do this, but I'm so scared that people are going to say things. So how do you deal with these comments?
Like, first of all, like 80% of that comments come from women.
That's insane.
Yeah, but that is also because the insecurity. Yeah, women are more insecure.
Mm.
And how are you... so if you're insecure, what are you... Like, how are you behaving?
Mm.
You're leeching out.
Yeah.
And you are mean, and you are insecure about other people. And if someone sticks out, if someone are doing their thing, if someone has an opinion that doesn't align with your opinion, the insecure people are gonna have comments, and they're gonna have opinions about it. And it's like, you are like, have an opinion. I want to meet people with opinions. I want people to have an opinion, but you have to know how to express the opinion, and you have to have respect for other people. You have to, at first, sign under with your own name.
Mm.
You can't be a troll. You can't be like commenting under a fake profile, because then it's not your opinion, really.
Yeah.
Then you're hiding. And then, like, then you have to work on yourself. But it's, like, mostly women. And, like, yeah, there are a few men as well. But I can't take men when they're commenting about me and my life that seriously. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay. Okay. All right. But when it's women, I get, like, a little bit sad for them. But also, I just feel like... We are talking so much about this, like, sisterhood. That is also about the sisterhood. We are talking about like women should support each other. We are talking about the equal rights. Mm. We're never going to be equal. We're never going to have the respect. Like people, men are never going to respect us women if we not start to respect each other.
Mm. Yeah.
And this insecurity is just like eating people alive.
Mm. Where do you think this comes from?
I think like the generation, like when I was in Survivor, there was a lot of women that had opinions about me, and it wasn't like the generation above me, so like a little bit older generation. Mm. I'm 35, so this was like women from 45 up.
Mm.
And this is a generation that didn't have what we have today. Today, women in like privileged countries, and when I say privileged countries, I mean like Sweden, Australia, mm. We can go wherever, we can travel, we can live on Bali and work, we can marry whenever we want to, we can choose to have kids, we can choose to not have kids. We are privileged. We have, we can choose for ourselves, and we are somewhere, we are choosing our own life. They had the freedom of like living, like, how can you say, like
choice.
Yeah, they had some choices, mm. but they still like couldn't choose to just leave their job and starting a online business. Mm. They had to get married. They did like 80% in the household. They maybe had to be housewives, and that will have an outcome on their economy. So they had like didn't have all of the choices and all of the freedom that modern woman has today. And that, I think, are creating a bit of bitterness. Mm. But they're just like seeing all of what we are doing right now. Like, hey, I'm 35, I'm married, we decided to not have kids. I'm living my best life. I've been here in Bali in 7 weeks without my husband. And I'm just like living like I would live when I was 25. And I choose this life for me. And imagine how many women out there that would like dream about doing something like this, or starting their own company, or educate themselves, but they were stuck in this, like how you should live life. And a couple of years ago, it was much harder to speak up and choose you. Mm. And I think that creates a bit of bitterness. I think that creates a little bit of sadness, and it leaches out and affects in commenting and in being misunsam, how do you say, and being
I guess like jealous and
yeah, like yeah, a bit of jealousy.
Mm.
Why should you when I couldn't?
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think I agree with everything you said, and the nasty comments that I've gotten from females on my page are also always in that generation.
Yeah, yeah. There is a bit of like this one kind of generation.
Mm.
And also they can't behave on the internet.
No, no. No, Jesus Christ, yeah. And it's just like, what just baffles me is that people think that they can just come up to your page and just comment whatever the yeah. hell they want. But would you ever just go to someone's house, knock on their door and be like, you know what? I hate your legs, or like, you're ugly, or yeah. you looked better before you had a boob job, yeah. or, you know, shit like that they say. But it's like, oh, you're a public person now yeah. because you have a few thousand followers on Instagram, so I can comment whatever the hell I want and take no responsibility
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. And stuff like this makes me so scared as well mm. for the future generations. And like, TikTok is just mental. Like,
I'm not there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even on TikTok anymore. That's mainly for the reason that in Bali, it's like you literally cannot get views. Like, it's impossible. I don't know.
Is TikTok banned in Bali?
It's not banned, but because of the algorithm, it will only push it out to Indonesia. So then if I do a TikTok in English, and obviously their main language is like Bahasa, then they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, keep scrolling.
Ah, okay. All right.
So it's like, yeah, there's, a few people that I know have gone viral, and you know, but it's so, so much harder. Like, as soon as I came to Sweden, I posted a video, boom, straight away, like 10,000 views. Here, 20 maybe. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not putting effort into this.
But also, like, TikTok is really good to, now I'm going to offend so many TikTok coaches out there, but I don't give a fuck. TikTok is really good to get viral, to reach out, to become a big name. But then you have to do something with all of your views and all of your followers. And that you can see right now is that, like, people trying to take all of the followers and to Instagram, to YouTube.
Yeah.
Because they need to do something with it. Mm. And you can't on TikTok because it's like, it's so fast scrolling and the people's not going to stay on your page. Yeah. And the engagement, like, it doesn't matter if you have 2,000 followers or you have 20. If you have good engagement on your 2,000 followers, then you're all set.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you, like, one of my friends is just starting online coaching now. Mm. And she's like, but you know, I only have like 2,000 followers. I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
If you have 20 of those 2,000 followers buying from you, you're sweet.
Yeah.
You don't really need more than 100 followers. If you have really good engagement and a really good message, you no one really wants more than 100 clients. No. Unless you have like a, I don't know, like a challenge where everyone just does the same program and stuff. But if you do one-on-one coaching, like, there's no way you can do more than 100 clients.
And like, I have almost 70,000 followers, and I have right now, I have 20 customers.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love, 20 is a good number. Yeah. I think I don't really want more than 20.
20. And some of them have like every week online call, like one-on-one calls. And some of them have like every month. And then we have those that are like just buying the monthly running schedule, and they just want someone to put it for them and program it for them. And then just like update it every month. But 20, and then like there is about 50 that are just buying the PDFs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any contact. They just like want to have every month.
Yeah, like
general PDF. Yeah. But 20. I don't have time for more. No. If I'm doing one-on-one calls.
Exactly. And like we said before, like, you do so much more than just coaching too. Like, if you could just focus on just coaching there, sure, you could probably have 40 clients.
Yeah, or more, absolutely.
But now you have to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But I also love that. Like, I have thought about, should I like hire someone to do this for me? Like, I know, I love creating content. Yeah. I think that's what makes our job so interesting, that every day is different. Like, today I get to come in here in the studio and do a podcast with you, and then have like some content and some clients, and then I have a workshop, and then tomorrow I have like more one-on-one calls, and like every day is different. And that's the beauty of having your own job, that you get to decide like, okay, what do you want to do today, and how do you want to run your business?
Yeah.
I wanted to also talk about Survivor, because I haven't even asked about that.
Yeah.
How did that even come about? Like, how did you like apply, or did they reach out to you? Or like, how was it? Everything.
they reached out to me. So the first, when they did the Fiji, I think it was a Fiji or Malaysia, or they did this Fiji season. They reached out to me and said like, we want you on Survivor, and I wasn't in the state of mind I was like, just, I was in a bad relationship with a man that was telling me like, if you go on Survivor, people are gonna hate you, like the whole Sweden gonna hate you, and like, I wasn't like in the state of mind to do something that mentally.
Mm.
But then they reached out again, and then I was like in a new relationship with my current husband today. Current husband, like, I'm gonna change next year. For now, with my husband. For now,
we're gonna find sugar daddy.
Yes,
so
yes, the feet finder is finding me. No, I was with my husband, and they reached out and they told me it's gonna be a Swedish version of it. Like, it's gonna be in the north.
Oh, Sweden. Was yeah, it Sweden? Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and I was just like, all people were just like, no, we want to do it in the north. We want to at Tropical Island. And for me, I was like, no, this is my Bear Grylls moment. This is my Bear Grylls moment. I'm going to show like the north of Sweden. It's cold. Now we're talking. So I did. And did good.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. You got seconds. Yeah. But it was freaking cold and it was wet.
Yeah.
It was always raining.
Was it in winter?
No, it wasn't in summer. It was Swedish summer in the north.
Yeah, it's too cold.
It's not that summery. And it was just, the competitions was really fun and it was fun to do the whole experience. But damn, it's like, be with people I don't like.
Yeah,
it's like you choose your energy in normal life, and you don't want to have bad energy or bad people around you, but here we were stuck with them for 43 days.
Oh my
you had
God.
Bad energy every day.
Oh God, yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's why I don't know if I would last on like a reality TV show. Because even in my guest house now, I'm like certain people. I'm like, oh God. I can't be asked talking to you today. I just love my own space much. And it's just, when you just want quiet time, you don't want to talk to anyone. Like being in an environment like that with a bunch of people who are just like all different personalities. Yeah.
You have to interact. And you have to make friends. Otherwise.
Oh, yeah, otherwise you get bored to death, right?
Yeah. So you have to put on a face. And my poker face is really bad.
Yeah, same.
You can see, if I don't like anyone, I will show it with my face and hold my gesture and with my like body language. Mm. So that was really hard for me and to lie.
Mm. Yeah. Like to like form like pacts and stuff.
Yes, oh yes. But I had a pact with one guy, Dennis, the winner. So the first day, we just shook hands and said like, okay, we like each other. So if we just stick to being a pact and we just like keep a low profile about our pact and we just promise each other to just like stick around for each other, I think we can last. And we did.
You did.
Yeah.
Wasn't it hard to like trust that would actually, like, did you ever have doubts like, oh shit.
Oh
like,
yeah, every day. But he had like really trusting issues with me as well, because I was the one that was telling people, no, I'm going to vote him. And yeah, I was putting on an act. And he was like coming to me. He's like, I heard that you're voting. I'm like, Dennis, this is the part of the game. I'm lying right now. Like, don't listen. And then when I didn't vote for him and we were like safe, on and on again, every weekend we like were winning, and I was just like, just trust me, I'm lying right now to like people see like that I want you out, or that you're my tool for something.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
So how was the like the last competition or however? How did they decide the winner? Like what happened there?
We did. We had this. How do you say? Course, Hindobana.
Oh, like an obstacle course.
Obstacle course, yeah. And it was, we were filming it for 4 hours.
Oh
my
gosh.
It was a long obstacle course.
You were running for 4 hours doing it?
Yeah, we were doing it in sections. And then they had to put on all of the cameras. And then they have to change direction. And they were doing it again. So the first obstacle, when whoever that came first on that part had 30 seconds...
like first one started 30 seconds before you.
Yeah. So they had like so they started 30 seconds before, and then the second obstacle course, the one that won that obstacle course, had 30 seconds on the difference. So we did like that,
right?
And then we came to the fire that you have to put on the fire, and we all got the fire, but his leash started to burn first, so we were about 30 seconds
no
behind him.
Way
yeah. So it was like really exciting, like whoever could have won.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh my god, I'm gonna have to watch this.
Yeah. It was it was a fun season.
Have you noticed any like different changes in your business, or like did you gain like loads of followers or collaborations and stuff from it?
No, I didn't. Like, again, I had 30,000 when I went in the Survivor, and when I came out, I had 60.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
30,000. Jesus. Yeah.
But then, so now I'm about 70. So I kept them. Mm. But no, I think just like the people that saw me on the telly, they liked who I was, and they liked my opinions, and they liked that I was doing my own thing, and that I was a leader, and I was this really was about tydlig. Direct now,
like clear with
I was a clear and direct leader, and they like that, and that's why they are following me today, and they will see like, oh okay, she's on her social media, or when they are meeting me on events, she's like this on telly as well. She wasn't putting on an act, this is like her real her, and that's why they follow me. And that, you know, the man I was talking about that had a one-on-one call yesterday, he told me yesterday, like, yeah, I found you on Survivor.
No
like,
way!
Yeah, me and my family were watching Survivor and with my kids, and I saw you, and like, hey, I like her, and I've been following you since then.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what my mom said as well. Yeah. She's like, I saw her on Survivor. She seems so, like, smart, and like she really has her head screwed on. I'm like, yeah, she does. She's like that in real life too.
Sometimes. not this Saturday on Mr. Fish.
Well, that's okay. The alcohol in Bali is quite strong, so
yeah,
it fucks with your head.
I was so hangover. Yeah. And I'm not usually hangover.
No, there's something wrong with it. I think they sometimes mix the vodka with like their homemade vodka.
Yeah.
And that's why you just, because certain nights I come, like the next day I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. I didn't drink that much.
No.
But then other nights I'm completely fine. So it just really depends on who's the bartender.
Oh my God. It was just, and I'm doing like these shots and no. But it was fun though.
No more drinking now for
No, I'm done. Like I had one night out this 7 weeks, so I'm done now.
Would you ever go on another reality TV show?
Yeah. I want to do Amazing Race.
Oh,
that is my dream.
That is a cool show.
Yeah, but they are not having that in Sweden. I was they called me for a TV show in the States.
No way.
They wanted me to go, but I couldn't because I had I was like booked on other things. I couldn't like. But they called me for that. They wanted to have like a Swedish girl on.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was the American version of the challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like also like the Amazing Race.
Yeah. And yeah.
So that nice. Like if I were single, I would do Love is Blind.
Yeah. I want to be on Love is Blind. Anyone hook me up.
Yeah. I would like definitely do that. But yeah, like I like the like whole like Amazing Race kind of thing. But then we have Let's Dance. That is my goal.
Really?
Yeah, that is my goal because I can't dance.
I was gonna say, do you like dancing?
I can't. I like dancing, but I like look like something that have like a stroke.
Oh my god, that was so funny to watch.
Yeah,
we'll put that.
That's why, like, I want to do because people are like, oh, could you do ultra marathon in the Sahara? Like, yeah, I could, and I would manage it because that is. That's the kind of thing I have been doing.
Yeah.
Like I've done Ironmans, I've done ultras and everything. But Let's Dance is something that I don't know if I could manage. And that intrigues me.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Pushing yourself out of the comfort zone.
But because I would look so dumb and I would look so silly and probably I would be voted out first. And that is also a fear. Like, you never want to be that first person that leaves. But that also, like, does something with me. Like, all right, I want to do this. But I'm, like, I'm too unfamous for Let's Dance.
Yeah, yeah. You need to be, like,
yeah, I need to be more famous.
Everyone needs to know you, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So I need to be more famous in Sweden to at least have, like, a chance for Let's Dance. So
maybe one day, you never know.
You never know.
Well, we've put it out to the universe now.
Yeah, you never know. I'm not stressed.
No.
And it's also
people
like a little bit 70s cringy.
Are on that show.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit cringy, like when you tell people like, yeah, I want to do Let's Dance. And then you're open about it. And people are like, oh, okay. And then I tell them like, yeah, but I'm not that famous. So I need to be more famous to do Let's Dance. And they're like, okay, so we have a girl here and she's sitting and talking about she wants to be famous. That is cringe, but still, like, that is reality.
Yeah,
and I want to do Let's Dance and I'm not that famous.
Yeah.
So, what? That is the problem here.
Is the problem.
Yeah, I'm just saying that what everyone is thinking about me.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you will be absolutely amazing at Let's Dance.
You want to speak in a cha-cha?
Yes!
Yeah, I definitely...
Yeah, no, I think, but it's cool as well, like, to see that, you know, when you constantly always, like, challenging yourself to do scary things, it becomes like an addiction. It's like you no longer want to do the safe things. It's like, why would I go there? Like, I've been there a million times. Like, I'd rather go somewhere where I've never been and, like, challenge
myself. I love
myself.
It. But because it's also like doing all the scary things and not be afraid to be a fool, to look silly, to not make it. Does something with you, and it does it like I'm more secure, and I'm more like, well, hey, it doesn't work out. Well, next time maybe, and I don't care what people think if I'm look silly or if I'm just like cringe or anything. I'm just like, well, I'm doing my thing, and I'm not hurting anybody. So the problem here is you.
Yes, love that. Love that. That's a great note to go out on.
Yeah.
But before we finish, do you want to give yourself a plug? Can people work with you? Are you taking on clients at the moment? Where can they find you? We'll obviously link everything in the show notes.
Yeah,
as well.
So the easiest is just to like send me a DM on my Instagram. It's Joanna Svicka, or coaching@joannasvicka.se. And I do coaching in English as well. Hopefully people not like... thinking out my English is bad. it's like become bad here in Bali.
Yes,
because
I
changed to this easy English when I like talk with Gojek and it's like yes, thank you, order,
the
basic English.
Very basic, for sure. I get exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think everyone who lives here does.
Yeah.
And it's like whenever. Or at least maybe not so much the people who have English as their native language. They seem to like use proper words.
Yeah.
But I think us, because it is our second language, we can kind of relate a bit more.
Yeah.
And then we start like, yes, me, tea, you have honey? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Really, it become like dumb English.
Yeah, yeah.
But but it's fun though. I like talking English.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It just makes it easier for them and easier for you. Just like, obviously, you have an accent and then they have an accent.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we can't understand each other. And just make it easier for everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
So fun. And to everyone who's listened, please make sure you do put it on your stories. Tag us. Tag myself. Tag Joanna.
We will repost.
Yes, we'll repost. We'll say thank
you.
The people
that doesn't repost, they're like... how do you say snail? Sheep.
Yes.
Sheep, yeah. People that not reposting. Of course, you can't like repost everything every time. Like sometimes you forget. But like I know that people systematically doesn't repost because they are cheap, because they are thinking like, if I repost, this person's going to take photos from me.
That is
like, what? How...
Yeah, that just shows insecurity again then. Like,
if
you truly know that your followers are following you because they want to work with you, or they like you, you're not going to care if they follow 50 other people because they follow you for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, you're special.
Yeah.
That person's different. Doesn't mean that they don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. But no, we will 100% repost.
Yeah.
I love when people tag me in the podcast. It just makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So please, please do. And if you haven't already, please click the follow button. Give me a 5-star rating. And it would just make my absolute day.
Yeah, give her a 5-star rating. She's doing a good job here. And give this episode a 5-star rating for my feet and for my English and for my Let's Dance career.
Yes, she needs to become a true celebrity.
Yes,
now.
Yes. Otherwise, I'm going to go on Feet Finder. Like.
All right. Thanks, everyone. I will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
How amazing was that episode? Joanna is just such an inspiration to me. I love her to bits. I wanted to give the Empowered Women program a little plug because we are taking on new people. So you can work with me in a one-on-one capacity. You can work with me in a group capacity, whatever floats your boat, whatever you prefer and what your finances look like. Both options are absolutely incredible. If you are someone who struggles with binge eating, who struggles with anxiety, or that all or nothing mindset, you know that I am a self-sabotage specialist. This is literally what I do. I help you break free from addictions like binge eating, like people pleasing, like being controlled by your anxiety. This is literally what I do. And the reason why I'm so good at it is because I've been exactly where you are. So if you want to work with me, make sure you reach out ASAP, as I only have 2 spots left in my one-on-one coaching. And you know, these spots always, always, always go very quickly. This is the first time this year that I've had 2 spots open. So if you're interested in working directly with me, make sure you send me a message ASAP. Bye.